Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day and this gathering of our family that we can worship your name and learn more about you and Gary's lesson. Lord, I pray that you will bless everyone with safe travels after this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. You did good. You did awesome. All right, so Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 through 21. 18, 20 through 21. Ooh, I need to get there myself. And Wendy, would you like to say that or read that for
wise,
me, please?
Wise words satisfy like a good meal. The right words bring satisfaction. The tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to walk will reap the consequences.
Huh? That's what? Satisfaction. It is a word. We just made it. All right, in my translation, I don't know if it was a little bit different in there. It was the same thing. You know how translations are just the same, but they say things a little bit differently. But it mentions a man's stomach, right? Anybody else has that translation? Yes, Nick? Yeah. That as a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, from the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Now there's an old saying, I'm sure you might have heard this old saying, is that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. It's what? Super skinny. Yo, I always thought it was because good food, right? I thought the same was all about good food. But here in the Bible, it's a little bit different. Yo, now food, if we think about food, when do we have food? Right. So usually there's a time, and usually if we're eating food, whether it be second lunch or third lunch, our brunch, our dinner, that if you're having that with someone, right, if you're having that with some company, you know, with somebody, it's about the conversation or the events of that with that person, right? It's about the making of the memories and what goes on, right? What you talk about. Now if the conversation is joyful, how does that make you feel? Satisfied? Joyful. Or happy? Or staring off into the unknown? That's all right. It makes you happy, right? It makes things better, right? You get happy, you're like, oh, yay, right?
That's exactly how I
say it. Yippee. I've been to a number of restaurants where the food was you know, but if the company is good, and we're having fun, it makes it all worth it, right? You've ever been there? Or it's like, eh. But the food is eh. But it was a neat time, and it was an event that you remember, and you wouldn't mind doing it again, right? That's what it leaves you, that the atmosphere and the company. It was a great time. There was this one time, we were over in California, me and my friends. This is way before Michelle, so when I was actually young. And now I was young when I met her too, but I'm pretty old. But we were in California. We found this little place. It was kind of like a hole in the wall. That's another saying. I don't know if you ever heard. It just means out, you know, not a big chain or anything. But the waitress there, she was such a character. My friend, He goes, well, what kind of pop do you have? And she looks straight at us and goes, well, if you want a pop, shaking her hand, I'll give you a pop, but we sell soda here. You know, but she said it in a way that it wasn't like she was putting us down. She wasn't putting us down. She was just having fun. And it got a big laugh out of us. And still today, when I think of that, it shocks me. It's like, well, that was just weird why she said that. But it was funny. But if she did say it in a way, like put us down, I can't believe these guys called it pop. That is so backwards. You know, they're silly.
How old are you?
That would change the experience, wouldn't it? That would totally change that experience. Slander. What is slander to you guys? Do what? It's not a salmon. That's a slimy lizard. But what is slander?
Isn't it like putting someone else down?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's putting somebody else down. It definitely could be behind their back or be straight to their face, too. Anybody else? Is that you think that's pretty much dead nuts? Right? Right? And it is right. You're exactly right. That's what slander is. When somebody malicely, it means harshly or meanly, talks about another with the purpose. Now, this is the main thing, is the purpose of that talk is to damage the reputation of that person. And so you're saying something just to make other people think that they're less than. They're not as good. Charge. Usually it's something made up. But not always. Sometimes it is true or it's somewhat true. But we all know, you know, a half truth is a whole lie, right? So most of the time it's lies, but it can be true. But still they say it in such a way that it's hurtful. It's harsh and it's hostile. Now, when somebody, hopefully you guys don't have that experience too much, but if somebody were to talk that way to you guys, how would that make you feel?
Somewhat angry.
Yeah, that's a natural defense. It'd be hurtful, wouldn't it? It'd be painful. It'd kind of make you sick almost a little bit. You're sick. Maybe your stomach starts hurting. You get like it's all twisted up, tensed up sometimes. Maybe. You know, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Too many times people wield this weapon around like it's no big deal, like it doesn't really matter. You know, fruit, how does fruit happen? Trees, right? Trees produce fruit. So, the fruit of the mouth, what do you think the fruit of the mouth is? The things that we say, right? So, that's the fruit of the mouth. So, our conversation, what we say, whether it's joyful, which we all found out, how does that make us feel? Joyful, happy, right? But we could say stuff that is just pure hate. And how does that make us feel? Makes it feel kind of like death, right? Just angry about everything. Puts us in a bad mood, doesn't it? And then sometimes even a cute little kitten will make us mad, right? Yeah, it happens, right? You just want to take it and throw it in a swimming pool, see if it can swim. What? No, they swim. Cats know how to swim. I have never done that, and sorry I said it. Shame on me. We do, you know, but we do this to ourselves. We do this to ourselves. You know, if we want that hateful feeling, we do it to ourselves. We could talk that way, but we do it to ourselves. You know, the funny thing, it's called common sense, but it doesn't really seem too common, does it? Especially nowadays. You're right, Nick. It doesn't seem too common. You know, if today's or social media, people feel like they are entitled. You know, entitled to say whatever they want. It doesn't matter, you know, if it's something uplifting or tearing down. They just feel like, yeah, people want to hear what I say because I'm very important. Right. So let's turn to 1 Peter. It's towards the back of the Bible. Excuse me. 1 Peter chapter 3, 8 and 9. Tori.
Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil, reveling for reveling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to do this, that you may inherit a blessing.
I know there's times that someone says something, right? Somebody says something and it drives you crazy, right? It drives you crazy and puts you in a rage. You know, evil is like a fire. You know, it consumes everything that you throw in it. It just consumes it. And everything you throw into it, the more you throw into it, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. But if you take the fuel away from fire, what happens? It dies out, right? It dies out. It dies on its own. I don't know how much everybody's heard this and probably have, but you know, last weekend, Miss District of Columbia was crowned Miss USA. During the pageants, there was a Q&A. I don't know if you've ever watched. I've watched pageants. I'm a guy, and I'm not afraid to admit it. But the pageants, there's a Q&A section, and she answered a question that didn't really go the way some people thought she should answer. Right? And they went straight to their keyboards and let her have it. You know, there are those who preach, oh, everybody has the right to an opinion, as long as that opinion is the same one I have. At least that's what it seems like, because every time somebody has a difference of opinion, they complain about it. But still, they want the right to have opinions. You know, their comments were out of hate. They didn't want to change her opinion. They were just trying to make people think she was wrong. You know, you could tell it wasn't that they weren't trying to change their opinion, because if they did it, it would have been out of gentleness and out of love and concern for her. But they wanted to tear down her reputation. And that was completely wrong. You know, I try to stay away from those type of people like that because it just brings me down. Just listening to their talk or their texts or their comments, it just brings me down. Not even if, I don't comment on it, it's like, you know, I get so tired of it. In Proverbs, we're back in Proverbs. It's like a swinging door. Proverbs chapter 10. Verse 18. You know, it seems pretty simple, right? You know, the Bible warns us of those who do not have tame tongues. Let's go to chapter 12 in Proverbs. Chapter 12, verse 6. All right, what do you think that description, what are they describing there? What are they talking about? What does that mean to you guys? The words of the wicked. What do the words of the wicked do? They hurt people. Yeah, exactly. They hurt people. But it gives this, I kind of like that description. I don't know why, because I feel like it's right there. But it lies in wait for blood. Right? So it's just waiting for somebody just to hurt the words of the wicked. You know, destructive speech hurts. When it's aimed at us or someone or something we care about, it really hurts, right? It can be difficult. However, most of the time, it's the better option is to stay silent and trust the Lord. You know, at least a cool down period. You know, count to 10. Everybody heard that before? Count to 10 before you actually retaliate. No. Hour. Yeah, sometimes it's longer. I mean, that was just, in my day, it was only 10 because we didn't have long. So at least a cool down, you know, just so that we could collect our thoughts and figure out, you know, what really happened. You know, so I could just not say something just out of spite or out of anger, just a reaction. You know, I'm sure you've heard this before, maybe even done it, but you say something just to hurt that other person. You know, maybe even more than they hurt you, just so that you feel better. Or you try to, at least. So that's what that time to just think about it, to trust in the Lord, pray to the Lord, and just have that time. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 27 and 28. I guess that was it because that was different than mine. You know how your translation is like. There are some times we need to be, or we need to defend our reputation. There are times that we actually do need to defend our reputation. But we take that moment, and it kind of depends on what that's about. Because if it's something serious, definitely if it's about God, you know, we don't want others to think something wrong about God. So that's something very important. You know, typically the conversation goes better face-to-face. You know, I know we have all these cute emojis and everything, but sometimes those get lost in translation. In text, our email, even over the phone, sometimes you get the wrong impression of how somebody says something. Where in person, it's a little bit easier going, okay, you know, they didn't really mean it that way. Because there are chances maybe they don't know they hurt you. Maybe they don't, right? We think positively, don't we? We need to be optimistic. Maybe they don't know what they did. But, you know, confronting them, usually it's better face-to-face if you can do that. Now, there are circumstances where you can't, obviously, but if you could do it face-to-face, it's usually better. And you could even maybe invite a third party. Now, this isn't to gang up on somebody, right? They're not just on your side. This is a third party, impartial, hopefully, just so that, you know, they could kind of see both sides and just kind of mediate. So they're a bystander. Remembering, if you're defending, though, we never go for the kill shot. We never go for the choke shot. We want to restore the relationship, right? We always want that relationship to be better, to go stronger. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, Nicholas. Yes.
Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
Okay, so whether you let the storm pass, or you defend yourself verbally, make sure, this is the most important thing, is talk and pray with God. Make sure that you're doing what you're doing is what God wants you to do. You know, we want to make sure we're strengthening our bond with Jesus, not stumbling it. You know, don't fall into that temptation. When it talks about temptation, don't fall into that temptation of thinking yourself better than the other person or fighting evil with evil. Because those are both temptations that are easy to fall into. James chapter 4, still to the right from Galatians. James chapter 4, Brendan. Verse 11. Yes, verse 11.
Do not speak of evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge.
All right, somebody want to break that down? There's a lot of judge in there, huh? Huh? It's pretty broken down? Okay, so go ahead.
Here.
It's also hurting you too. But what does it say if we do judge somebody? What's it saying we're doing? We're putting ourselves higher than them. We're also putting ourselves higher than something. The law. Right? We're thinking we're above the law. And not when it says law here, it's whose law? God's law, right? We're thinking we're above God's law. And God clearly states, right? He clearly states, do not speak evil of one another. Right? That is very cut and dry, right? So that's something we should not do. Victoria, can you end us in prayer?